This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of us, your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. 10 years ago, this church began a tradition of on this Sunday, when we celebrate milestones in our young people's lives, to have one of the young people from our parish who had just graduated from high school to deliver what has become known as the senior sermon. When we began this 10 years ago, this girl was 6 years old. Seven. I try to stop her from growing up, but you can't. She's the one who is permitted to call me Father, Father. And I am very proud to present to this congregation to deliver the senior sermon, the daughter of Dee and Marty Zlatick, Demery Francis Zlatick.
Good morning. And for a throwback to all St. Joseph's Episcopal School alumni, good morning, Saints. I'm sorry, I really always wanted to do that. For those of you who don't know, my name is Demery Zlatick. I'm a graduate of St. Joseph's Episcopal School, a high school graduate of Dreyfus School of the Arts, and a proud parishioner of St. Joseph's Episcopal Church. In the gospel... In the gospel reading today, Jesus mentions how the disciples have been together from the beginning. And I feel so lucky to say that this church has been with me from the beginning as well. My mother began working here as a youth minister when I was a young child. She and my father enrolled me in St. Joseph's School when I was 3, thinking it would be nice for my mother and me to be on the same campus. Looking back, I realize this is kind of an understatement, because when I was 7, my father became the next rector at St. Joseph's School and Church. With 2 parents at your school area, it seemed that life could not get any better. I was wrong. My sister Bree soon joined our clan, becoming a temporary youth minister while the search committee tried to find the next youth leader. Thus, I graduated St. Joseph's Episcopal School, the youngest of my family at SJS, and with a strange expectation that I was going to be working there in the near future. Despite that job never happening, I went off to Dreyfus, ready to conquer the world of high school. Yet, although I no longer came to St. Joseph's on a daily basis, there still remained an unbounded connection to this place. Not just the fact that a large amount of my family was employed here. Going through the first few high school years were rough, and while the world around me always seemed to be changing, St. Joseph's was still here. St. Joseph's was here as a constant beacon of hope and support, a place where I could walk inside and instantly become grounded in myself and remember the person that I aspire to be through its ministries, its parishioners, and its saturation of the Holy Spirit. St. Joseph's has become my sanctuary, as it has for multitudes of others. How fitting is it then that today is Pentecost Day? Because today is the day that the Holy Spirit truly began her journey with the 11 disciples. Today is the day that Joel prophesied about, when the world would be overcome with the glory of the Holy Spirit. Today is the day that so much goodness was given to the disciples that their eagerness to share overstepped the boundaries of language. Today is the day that the disciples were so giddy with the word of the Spirit that those who couldn't understand believed that they were all drunk. Personally, I have witnessed this intoxication of the Spirit at St. Joseph's. And I'm not just talking about the Seder. In all seriousness, I also see it in the spiritual sense. I see it in our church body, in the parishioners, and those who dedicate themselves to the many ministries of our church. An example. When I went to my first happening, I experienced a prime example of the Holy Spirit within our church. There comes a time in the happening program where the participants receive motivational letters from loved ones. As a participant, I received my letters without paying too much attention to them. It was only when I sat down that the weight of the letters dawned on me. And when I say weight, I mean introspective weight and literal weight. These letters were huge. My blue bag had been stuffed to the seams with so many letters that the bag was teetering on breaking. I was perplexed. I mean, where had all these things come from? Not too many people knew I was even going to happening, not enough to have produced this outcome. Curious, I reached into the bag for my first letter. It was from Reverend Wendy Tobias in a letter so honest and kind that it nearly brought me to tears. I discovered that my entire bag had been filled with letters written by the parishioners of St. Joseph's Church. The fact that they had gone out of their way to better my happening experience was awe-inspiring. My friend next to me had to ask why I was crying so much. I turned to her and I couldn't even explain. I couldn't explain the love and kindness that had been unconditionally offered to me. It was humbling and uplifting all at the same time. Now, I can only explain it as an interaction with the Holy Spirit. And the great thing about the Spirit of St. Joseph's is that my experience is not uncommon. St. Joseph's Church offers this unconditional support to anyone who is in need. Just ask those who have been blessed by our communion ministry, which delivers communion to those who are unable to come to church, or our newcomers, who will never cease to be amazed at the freshly baked bread that is offered as a welcome to St. Joseph's. Or ask anyone who has ever felt the loving and guiding hand of the Daughters of the King, and they will tell you, this church has the capacity to demonstrate great acts of kindness, and it does so often. It features a spiritual love that cannot be diminished or detained, only developed. Lucky me for having the ability to grow up in this network of support. I was able to be fostered in this love through my schooling at St. Joseph's Episcopal School. I learned how to find God through our Sunday school program. Through the youth programs Wednesday Night Madness and Journey to Adulthood, I was able to find my own voice. And during the life-changing experience of the pilgrimage, I was able to discover an entirely new voice, an entirely new relationship with God. Along the way, I was able to make lasting connections with those around me, resulting in hundreds of meaningful spiritual relationships. This church has truly shaped the person that I am today, and I dare to speak for the other graduates and say that, in some way, it has benefited our lives in ways we never could have expected. Indirectly or directly, this church has given us some knowledge of being kind, caring, and gracious people in the frightening world that lies beyond those doors. And now is the next step. I stand with many other graduates, seen and unseen, as we venture off into the unknown once more. My only parting thought lies with the actions of the apostles on Pentecost Day. When they were touched by the flames of the Holy Spirit, they did not remain inside. They broke free from their own personal terrors and went out to share the glory of the Spirit with those around them. I can only hope that I can succeed in passing on the Spirit as this church has succeeded in passing it on to me. Thank you.
I asked her what she's doing next Sunday. She said she's busy.